Hey guys, so we're having a look at this Ansoff Matrix, which is just one of the models, and the main model I think that I would use for strategic choice, because it kind of goes through everything, you know, it looks at new products, existing products, new market, existing markets. Let's have a little think about this. Let's have a think about it in terms of Apple's iPhone, okay? What do they do with it? Well, they've got the existing iPhone, and they want to penetrate the market. They want to get more and more of the market, which they seem to be doing. How do they do it, though? They don't do it through cutting prices. Yes, they do advertise a bit, but it's that minor product improvements, which might not look much, but it's the life cycle of the product. What they're doing is they're shortening the iPhone's life cycle and then creating a new one, which means existing market, existing product, they want to go and buy it all over again. And they want to go and buy it all over again, and more people end up doing this, and that's how you get a bit of market penetration. Now let's have a think about the iPhone with a new market. Well, that could be because you've got such a small life cycle for a new iPhone. Well, that means the old iPhone then is not really obsolete, still a very good phone for people, and so therefore it might be used for people who don't have enough money to go and buy the brand new iPhone. For me, I always pass it on, or I always pass some of my products on to my wife and children, so that's a new market for them. Or it could be literally different countries that don't get the new iPhones immediately because they're too expensive, and so they just recycle the old ones and sell them in a new market. Existing markets, but a new product from the iPhone. Well, that's what they did, didn't they? They then went and created the iPad, okay? And they created the iPad not through joint ventures and licensing, but through research and development. So that would be an idea of a new product being sold to the existing markets. And then new products to new markets. Well, you know, that could be the iPad being used maybe in a different way, in a business sense or whatever it might be. But generally, that's something a bit more out there that they haven't done before. Maybe televisions, but again, to a new market, that's quite tricky. So that's quite a transformation, the new market, new product. But what I thought is, I just thought I'd go through that with you, with at least with something from the real world that you could understand.